This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 521. Today we're going to be talking about emotions and how controlled are you by your emotions. So do you control your emotions or do your emotions control you? Everyone likes to think that we have control over our emotions, but there are plenty of signs, indicators that show it's quite rare, actually, for someone to have mastered their emotions. And this is, emotions play a huge part in our lives, whether it's in relationships, in business, in friends and stuff. And so we want to be able to determine how well we have control over emotions or how our emotions are controlling us. Because our emotions lead our behavior. You just might discover that you have less mastery over yourself than you thought when we get through with this podcast. So I'm going to go through some of the signs of that. So how much control do you really, really, truly have? So consider these signs and indicate your emotional control or lack thereof. And again, these are going to be some signs. These are the typical signs that I have experienced when I've coached athletes, entrepreneurs, business owners, salespeople, executives, that when I go through this list with them, they go, wow, I really don't have that much control over our emotions. People think that controlling your emotions is just not getting angry, but that's just one sliver of emotions. We have a whole bunch of emotions, and we also don't want to become Spock-like in that we don't have any emotions at all, because emotions are what add flavor and texture to our life, just like colors do, emotions do as well. But we want to be able to determine which emotions we embrace and which ones we want to be able to release. So I'm going to go through some signs here that maybe will help you indicate how well you are controlled by emotions or vice versa. So you procrastinate. Yes. What is procrastination? Well, it is the inability to get yourself to do something that you know you should be doing. Eventually you'll do it, but not at the best time, mainly probably under pressure. Like you wait for a deadline to happen, or you wait for the last minute to put a report together for your boss. So the question is, why does this happen? It happens because you don't feel like doing it. Feel emotions. So you find a way to squirm out of it, or at least in the short term. So procrastination, when you put something off, it's because we don't feel like we're doing it or we want to do it. And when we feel, that's an emotion. So that means that emotion is controlling your behavior because you don't feel like doing it. So procrastination is, there's a lot behind procrastination, but this is just one indicator, one sliver of the things behind procrastination. There's perfectionism, there's all sorts of stuff. But if you don't feel like doing something and you procrastinate, that means that your emotion is controlling you. You lose your temper easily. Yes, this is a huge, huge indicator that you are controlled by your emotions. Do small things make you seem red, right? Even at a traffic light. So you're going along the street, light turns red, and you blow up. Gosh darn, blah, blah, you start hitting the steering wheel. Do you lose your temper every day? So it may be every single day there's something there. I mean, track it. Keep an account of how you lose your temper or how often you get mad. When you lose your temper, you lose the ability to think and reason like a rational human being. There's so much scientific evidence that when we get angry, we almost go into a survival mode and we stop, we cut off access to the rest of our brains to order to think rationally. So when we get angry, we literally cut off the reasoning part of our brain and we say and do stupid things when we're angry. And then we go, man, that's not me. I'm sorry. We have to go back. And why does it happen? Because we were controlled by our emotions. If you had control over your emotions, could you lose your temper? Probably not. You would ask some questions about what is this feeling? What does this mean? There's a whole book on emotional intelligence that will help you with this. But first, we want to look at the warning signs that you may be controlled by your emotions as opposed to your emotions controlling you. So you do what's easy or enjoyable instead of what's needed. Wow, how often have we all done that at one point? So at any moment, there's what you should be doing and what you want to do. And rarely are they the same thing, especially at work. So which do you do? Do you choose discipline and do what's important? Or do you give in to the urge to do something else? This is the biggest obstacle to success. We all know what needs to be done, but we can't get ourselves to do it often enough to enjoy lasting success. So when you start looking at your goals, your lists, your things, even if you're at work, and you do what's easy. Well, let me do the easy thing first, and then I'll go to the what's needed or what's important. And we have to do the difficult projects first. We have to build the discipline. We have to build the mental strength to dive in to do what's toughest, not what's easiest or most enjoyable. You may have a project at work, maybe you're a graphic designer and you have a graphic design that you're working on, but you also have to put together a report for your boss indicating the progress, indicating cost, etc., etc. Well, you'd rather go do the graphic design because that's what you're paid for. But what's important is your boss needs that in order to continue to get funding for the project. So you need to stop doing what you enjoy and doing what's needed. And this is often, we often confuse the two because we can justify what's easy or enjoyable, which is why we do it, versus what is needed. And our justification is basically rationalizing that our emotions are controlling us. So when you start looking at projects, do you take the easy way out because you don't feel like it, because you don't want to put in the, because you don't have the mental strength, because whatever it might be, or do you dig in and know that you have to do what's needed? Number four, you repeat your mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all stub our toes once in a while, but how often do we repeat the same mistake over and over? One way that you know that you're driven by your emotion is the inability to change your behavior. Repeating mistakes demonstrates that your intellect, your smarts, is being overridden by your emotions. If your powers for reasoning were in charge, you wouldn't repeat your mistakes. And this gets with anger, this gets with everything. So it's whether it's mistakes or you're repeating things that don't produce the results you want, and this is now a habit. So your emotions are basically habits. When we see something and we get triggered, right? In NLP, there's called triggers and anchors. When we get triggered and an emotion comes up, that means our emotion is controlling us. We are not in control of our emotions. And if we have a trigger and it happens every single time and we allow that trigger to affect us, we're going to be repeating the same behavior. We may want to take the word mistake out, but we can also just say we're going to be repeating the same behavior, the same unsupportive behavior. And when we know those triggers and something happens and we just give into it, it means that we are controlled by our emotions. And triggers, there's so many. We all have triggers. We've all been programmed. There are some good triggers, like you can hear a song on the radio and think back to your prom date or a good time you had with your significant other. And those are wonderful triggers. Those are being controlled by our emotions too. So we have to be aware of that, but we are able to, it's more of an enjoyable one. But when we have some unsupportive behavior and it's triggered by a word, a look, a phrase, just a smell, whatever, we now are being controlled. And part of self-mastery, right, is controlling our emotions. So if you keep repeating the same behavior over and over again based on triggers, you are controlled by your emotions. So number five, you fail to consider the consequences of your actions. Wow, isn't this like we go back and say we're sorry every single time? Well, if we repeat it, if we saw it and thought through it, we might not have to say we're sorry. So when your emotions are calling the shots, any consideration of consequences goes right out the window. Our emotions are in control. We want to vent. We want to do this. And we don't care what damage we leave when we're under the influence of our emotions. So if you allow your emotions to be in control, your tendency will be to make yourself feel better now without concern of the future. Something happens, you blow up, you want to criticize somebody for doing something, you want to make them belittle them, or you break something or whatever it might be, and you feel good then, or you release this energy, and then you're left with a mess. It may be an emotional mess, it may be a physical mess, but you're left with a mess. And if you would stop and consider what will happen before you say those words, before you break that plate, before you throw something against the wall, before you kick the dog, before you do anything. If you stop and think about what you're about to do and how it's going to play out in the future, you'll then be able to control your emotions. But if you just let your emotions control you, you're going to end up with messes to clean up. And pretty soon, those messes are going to be so significant that you're not going to be able to clean them up. So do you frequently regret the things you say and do? This happens usually when we are triggers, right? We talked about triggers a few minutes ago. And when we're triggered, we automatically give the same response. And so, how often do you say something that you wish you could take back later? And how often does that happen? You know, impulsive actions and outbursts show that your emotions have control over your decision-making process. And whether it's in a meeting and you're a boss over your team and one of the team members says something and you fly off the handle and you tell them that's an ignorant statement or whatever it might be, because you get your emotions involved and then you regret saying it. And then you have to go back to the person and apologize, or maybe you don't even apologize. But we have to look at how many times a day, how many times a week do you feel like you regret saying something? It would be great if you went back and apologized. But if you didn't, that's even more, because if you don't apologize, you're still being controlled by your emotion because you don't want to feel stupid or you don't want to feel embarrassed. Well, that's an emotion. So if you do say something you regret and you don't apologize for it, you're still being controlled by your emotions because your ego gets in the way. If you frequently say things that you regret or do, take notice of it. Know what the triggers are. Know how to maneuver through those, and then apologize. One way of getting back control of your emotions is admitting the flaws. When you can admit the flaws, you're partway there. Number seven, your actions are influenced by your mood. I don't feel like it, right? Do you make the same decisions regardless of your emotions? Great, good for you. Example would be going to the gym. If you feel like going to the gym, you go. If you don't feel like going to the gym, you still go because you know it's important. Those that are controlled by their emotions make different decisions depending on how they feel that day. And that it's a recipe for failure because you have goals to meet, you have objectives to do, and they take specific actions to get there, regardless of how you feel. If the dream is big enough, your feelings don't matter, your mood. The I don't feel like it goes out the window. That's the one thing that people who are not successful continually say, well, I didn't feel like it. I don't feel like it. And then you'll be overweight, you'll be broke, you'll be alone, you'll be miserable. So your mood, when your actions are influenced by your mood, man, you are just set up for big failure and big trouble. When you act because the goal that you want, when the goal is driving your behavior, your mood doesn't count. So, after looking at these signs, how much control do you think you really have? Do your emotions drive your thoughts and behaviors? It's not easy to learn how to override our emotions and allow rational thinking to prevail, but this is where a coach like me can come in. We can review circumstances. We can review the triggers. We can make a list. We can put some field work in place for you to exercise your emotional muscles. And that's part of developing mental strength, is when you have control over your emotions. So when you look at these, how much are you in control, or how much are you being controlled? If you feel that you could use some work on it, find a coach like me, or find a coach and start to work through these issues. We're all masters at justifying what we desire, right? So we all can justify everything. And justifying is like an excuse. An excuse only satisfies the person who makes them. So make an effort to think before acting or speaking. Regardless, you feel that emotion comes up, stop. Think of the consequences. Think of how many times this has come up. Think about it, and then change it. And then ask yourself what the smart decision is and do everything you can to follow that course of action. If you'd like to see the notes for this podcast, if you'd like to request an introductory consultation, or just find more information about me and my coaching, please visit warriormindcoach.com. Also, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.